If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look.
Well, it's not quite a book about the way you walk and whisper, but we, Rosie's talking to Heidi Osler, the author of Arizona's Deadliest Gun Battle, that was not in Tombstone, and we've actually had her on air during the Arizona Hour to talk about it. She's down here today to stop and say hello.
I can't tell you how many people I've gifted that book to.
Hi, Heidi.
Gary says hi, Heidi. Oh, man. It's one of my favorite books to give. Everybody wants a history story, and that one is a big surprise for everybody constantly.
Well, we've got Claire on the line who has an issue with her drain.
Heidi, take it.
That we're going to bring in, calling from Tucson. Welcome to the program. Tell us about your home.
Hi. Okay, so the house is in Tucson, and it's actually my son's brand new house. It was a production home, and they just closed on it in December. And so everything was, well, the toilets were working fine, not a problem. Then he hooked up his, and he's very mechanically inclined. So he hooked up his washing machine and ran a load of laundry. And the washing machine's fine, it's no problem. But when the washing machine is on the drain cycle, he heard the toilet, a big, huge air bubble. And so he went in and he flushed one, and it came, the water in the bowl, and this happened to all three of them, came all the way up to the top, and it stays there until the washing machine drain cycle is done. And at that point, the water in the toilet bowls drains all the way out, and it stays empty until he flushes it, and then it goes back to being fine again.
Okay, so you know what, Claire, you know what the biggest clue you've given me so far is? It's a new home. And I'll bet you dimes to donuts that as we were finishing that home, somebody installing grout or tile somewhere.
Or drywall.
Drywall was actually using the bathtub drain or the toilet drain to flush down their waste product. And that has coagulated in the line somewheres between the washing machine and the main line. And that's what's causing that poor drainage system. Get a hold of a plumber, have them run a camera down it, and I'll bet you dimes to donuts that they're going to see grout or a blob
other
of drywall
material.
Mud or other building material in the drain, and then all your son has to do is call the builder and say, I want to show you a video, or email that to him and have them get someone to get out there and clean the drains. And I am positive, absolutely positive, that's going to solve the problem. If it isn't, then call me back, because we got a much, much deeper problem. But your biggest clue, new home. One of the very first things those home builders do is make all the contractors at the back end of the job swear on their mother's heart, you will not wash grout, thin set, or drywall mud down the bathroom drain. And if they're working late and the superintendent's gone home, and it's an easier way to clean their mud pan, it always happens.
And it wouldn't be as bad if the home was used regularly at that point, because it could have gotten washed out before it hardened. But you've got periods of time.
That's right, exactly.
That, especially as it relates to the washing machine, it's not being used. So you've got time for that material to harden in there. It's unfortunately happens. And like Rosie said, if that doesn't help, call us back. Maybe we've got a venting problem that's not working. Maybe the drain's not the right size, and it's forcing water down the drain too fast. The system can't handle it.
A camera will tell us the problem. And most plumbers call Intelligent Design and have them get a plumber out there and run a camera. We were talking about giving away a staycation to the person that solved the mystery question for us earlier. You know, we have a new partner in staycations called Divine, and it is a edible gift focusing just on primarily Arizona-based product. It was started by Denise down in Tucson. She's down in Chandler right now, and she is contributing one of her favorite little gift boxes to every staycation winner. She got started by turning wine into jelly. That's how she started.
That sounds like expensive jelly.
it made a sold-out debut at all the local farmers markets. So it turned into a commercial kitchen, and it produces a varied and award-winning line of jams, mustards, candy, snacks, and spices. So divine. Thank you, Miss Denise, for participating in the Rosie on the House staycation. That is a package you'll get inside your Sanderson Ford that you pick up on your way out of town. So thank you, Divine.
Sign up for your Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com or arizonastaycation.com. We pick a monthly winner. We send you in a vehicle of your choice from the Sanderson Ford demo lot that you get to use for free for the weekend. We set you up. We're going to be drawing for Bullhead City. Set you up in a nice hotel, send you with a traveling gift card and work out amenities along the way. And it's just a great way to explore and discover the great state of Arizona. Because you're a diligent Rosie on the House homeowner and you're keeping up with your home maintenance, that we'll cover next.